This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right. Friday, 5:30 means it's time for Mike Tannenbaum. Time for the Mike Tannenbaum Report, brought to you by Cityside Medical, the ED specialist. Mike, I know last Friday was tough. You had to go one-on-one with Don LaGreca, but now Peter and I are back with Don, so a little bit of a buffer.
There's so much to be thankful for, isn't there?
It must have been a lot. Fun.
Don't even front.
We were talking about this earlier, and Keyshawn Johnson has brought it up a lot. Do you believe that Sean Payton, there's a possibility he would leave New Orleans?
I think it's possible. I don't think it'll happen, but if there ever was a scenario, this would be the year. You know, the logical one, guys, obviously, would be Chicago, part of the country he's from, play college football there. They got a dynamic young quarterback. They had a dynastic run in New Orleans. It's clearly at the end. They're going to have a massive rebuild with salary cap problems, so if it was ever going to happen, you know, this would certainly be, all signs to me would point to Chicago. With that said, you know, he has a lot of personal contacts in Dallas. He gets there frequently, and it's obviously a lot easier to get there from New Orleans than it is Chicago.
How about the Giants? Because obviously there's the Parcells connection. And, I mean, if you're the Giants and Sean Payton expresses some interest, would you just turn your back on Joe Judge?
Yeah, look, as you guys know, I'm a Joe Judge guy. I think they are getting better. I don't think the Giants make a change. And so I don't think that would be an option. I do think this could be a year, though, guys, where we could see a number of significant changes. Like, is this the year Pete Carroll retires? Does Russell Wilson change teams? Where does Aaron Rodgers go? I think the quarterback coaching carousel could be historic and significant. You know, what happens with Mike Tomlin? Does he want to maybe a change of scenery with Ben Roethlisberger presumably moving on? So I think there's a lot of variables, but I just don't see the Giants making a change.
What would be the compensation for Payton?
I think, you know, two ones. You know, when you think about what some of these other head coaches went for, obviously, you know, John Gruden going from, at the time, the Oakland Raiders to the Buccaneers. Coach Belichick went for a one and a couple other things from the Jets to the Patriots. So I think it would probably be two first-round picks. And candidly, you get the right head coach, guys, that's a bargain. I mean, if you have the right head coach for 5 or 10 years, two first-round picks is an easy price to pay.
All right, so then let's throw it back at the Russell Wilson situation. We were talking about this with the Giants. I don't know if anybody could be sure about Daniel Jones. He just hasn't played great yet. What would it take to get Russell Wilson from Seattle? Would it have to be those two number ones?
Yeah, and candidly, guys, I wouldn't get off the phone. If I had an opportunity to go get Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, and I had this mindset when I was at the Jets and we could get Brett Favre, like, I wasn't going to take no for an answer. When you have Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, you're in every game. You have a chance to win every single game. And Aaron, up until this year, Russell Wilson never had a losing record and only had one season where he had single-digit wins of 9. Beyond that, it was double-digit wins every year. And given, you know, the type of shape he keeps himself in, I would certainly give up two first-round picks for Russell Wilson.
Yep.
And we were talking about it earlier, too, and we talked about it last Friday. You know, they're in a cap situation, the Giants. They're a win-now team. I mean, they supplied weapons on offense because they thought they could be a playoff team this year. So if it turns out that Jones isn't the guy, it's probably easier to go out and get one of those quarterbacks than it would be to take a chance on drafting one with one of those two picks, right?
I totally agree. I mean, if I'm recruiting Russell Wilson, it's a pretty easy recruit, which is like you win here in New York, you know, you're a champion forever. You're Phil Simms, you're Derek Jeter, and, you know, there's winning in New York, there's nothing like it, and this offense is ready built. So from that standpoint, I think that's a pretty easy sell to Russell Wilson from an offensive perspective.
Now, Mike, we have such respect for your judgment on this stuff. I mean, we, you know, from our untrained eye, we're not seeing it with Daniel Jones. We're just not seeing the glimpses of greatness. Are you looking at this guy and going, yeah, if I'm running the Giants, this is my quarterback for the next 10 years?
No, look, it's fair. But here's what I would say is we if we were sitting in a draft room with Coach Belichick, and I've had the fortune of doing that many times in my career, you know, one of the things he would always talk about is, what does the player do? Like, what can he do well? And then you build around that. And the point is, all these young quarterbacks, the trajectory is never straight. You know, Justin Herbert played poorly last week. Tua Tagovailoa has played much better over the last 4 weeks, even though I still have concerns about him. And with Daniel Jones, I'm very disappointed he's not playing this week because he is not checking the durability box. And there are still some times he turns the ball over where, let's face it, you know, in the end it helped cost Jason Garrett his job with those turnovers against Tampa. So I wouldn't put all my eggs in his basket, but I certainly wouldn't give up on him. And, you know, next year, you know, it could be a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick, or maybe it's Jimmy Garoppolo, where you bring him in to compete with Daniel Jones. But to me, Mike, the worst case scenario for the Giants isn't Daniel Jones not working out. It's giving up on Daniel Jones and then having him thrive someplace else.
And that's what you got to wonder, would that happen? You know, we make so many excuses for the offensive line and the lack of weapons before this year. What is, in your opinion, the ceiling for Jones? If everything works out well, what's a comparable? What's something we can look forward to if everything goes right?
I think you would have a chance to win, you know, 9 to 11 games. I think he's probably a little bit better than a Kirk Cousins, because the thing about him, that if you're talking about his ceiling, Don, it's his legs. He can make plays with his feet. He's a good athlete. So if you could clean up everything else, which every week becomes a bigger if, the turnovers, the durability, the consistency, you got yourself a winning quarterback who's high character and he's dependable. So, and if you think about it this way, next year, guys, think about all the teams that are going to be looking for quarterbacks, you know, from Denver, Carolina, Pittsburgh, New Orleans. You know, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to need quarterbacks, and they're going to look at Daniel Jones and say, hey, you know, can we make it work here? So I think he'll have options if the Giants don't want him, but I think there's going to be at least 20 to 30% of the league that'll be looking for a starting quarterback.
Well, people have that same thought, myself included, about Sam Darnold, and now they brought Cam Newton back.
Yeah, and candidly, neither one is probably going to be good enough. And again, you know, when you throw in other teams for next year, like a Seattle, you know, if Russell Wilson's out there, someone else is going to give, you know, Sam Darnold a chance. And, you know, with Cam Newton, I thought signing him made sense. Guaranteeing him $10 million made no sense to me. I don't know who they were competing against. And, you know, Cam Newton just doesn't look like the same guy after shoulder surgery. And you guys know it from baseball. You know, some pitchers come back, some don't. It just looks like he's a skilled, diminished athlete. And I just think economically, the fact that they traded for Darnold, didn't exercise the option, then 24 hours later they did, and then they gave Cam Newton, like I said, I don't know who they were competing against to give him $10 million guaranteed. Those two deals just didn't make a lot of sense to me.
All right, so Don and I argue about this all the time, Mike. And I'm convinced, and somebody that I know that's close to the situation said that Joe Judge could urinate all over John Mara's car, and he's not getting fired. Don thinks that if they don't win more games than they lose down the stretch, that he could go at the end of 2 years. You said you like Judge. What do you see in Judge that you like, that I like as well?
Yeah, and I think I'm with you. I would be shocked if he was let go after 2 years. He's a guy of principle, stature. You know, when you look at what he's dealt with over the last 2 years as a young coach in New York, I think he's been somewhat unflappable. He has not made one excuse. He gets up there, and I think he holds himself, his coaches, and the players accountable. I think the message is unambiguous, and it's very clear what he's looking for. I think we're seeing some of these young guys getting better. I think Andrew Thomas is getting better. I think Kadarius Toney has a chance to be really good. You know, outside, obviously, of, you know, the major question mark at quarterback, there's a lot of things I think are going in the right direction. I don't think they're a team that really beats themselves. I don't think penalties or cutting guys free in coverage. I think the indices you look for discipline and being organized are there.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
All right, before we let you go, we're Peter and I, at least, we're a little befuddled of who to pick this week. Is there a game that you really like?
You know what's a great game, guys? Cincinnati and the Chargers. Cincinnati's defense is playing really good. Guys like B.J. Hill, Larry Ogunjobi, and Hubbard and Hendrickson. And the Chargers really need this game. And these are two quarterbacks that were picked six spots apart. I think it's going to be a pretty – it's going to be a very competitive, very important game. And that should be a really fun game to look at.
But you're not picking it. You're just going to say it's fun to watch.
Oh! If you want me to pick a game, I think New England's going to beat Buffalo. I think they're going to run the ball. I think they're going to test Buffalo's run defense, which has struggled, even though I think star Lotulelei and Terrell Emmons is going to be back. But I think New England goes into Buffalo and beats them.
Good stuff. Have a great weekend, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, that's the Mike Tannenbaum Report, brought to you by Cityside Medical, the ED specialist. And you can hear more of Mike and Matthias Kiwanuka and Anita Marks on New York Game Day on Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m. It's a great show. Get you ready for your whole day of football. Again, on 98.7 ESPN, New York Game Day with Tannenbaum, Kiwanuka, and Anita Marks. Also, listen up, Jet fans. Here's your chance to win a pair of tickets. See the Jets take on the Eagles this Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Be the first caller right now at 888-987-ESPN. Brought to you by the New York Jets. Get your tickets. See the Jets host the Eagles at MetLife Stadium this Sunday, December 5th at 1 p.m. Presented by SAP. Lock in your seats at myjets.com/tickets. Okay, the much-awaited pick segment.
Yeah.
Peter's still in the lead. Don's closing fast. I'm in second place. What happens? Who do we pick? We'll find out in just a moment. And also, Dave Rothenberg will join us as well to make his team's pick. It's Kay LaGreco Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.